Further education. Liam Oldfield, non-teaching fair worker, lead socialist party. 1% for any frontline key worker is an insult. A 1% pay rise is a pay cut in real terms, and comes after years of decreasing pay. But 1% is what further education, fair, workers have been offered. We are hearing lots of bluster about leveling up, and the need for a skilled workforce. Fair staff, teaching and non-teaching, are part of what makes that skilled workforce. The side of FEN that is not widely known, is that we help support students that are homeless, living in poverty, experiencing domestic abuse and in crisis. The ruthless cuts to services, and now the cut to universal credit, have left educators picking up the pieces yet again. Teachers and support staff in FEN, like many schools during the pandemic, are among those delivering food parcels. No FEN professional should be on a substandard, term time only contract, but this is all too common. The pay for all should reflect level of responsibility and permanent contracts offered to ensure worker stability. The money is there for this, and for a pay rise for all workers. The government shamelessly takes more and more, like they have with the increase in national insurance, while we are expected to settle for less and less. FEN colleges are underfunded by government, but otherwise run like businesses in a marketized system. Bosses squeeze wages to balance the books. Workers in some college groups have already taken strike action for a pay rise this term, see page 6 or 7. We need a pay rise across the whole sector. If it takes nationwide strike action to achieve that, we have no choice,